April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Russell Thorburn lives in Marquette, Michigan with his son and wife. A recipient of a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship in Poetry, he teaches at Northern Michigan University and is an independent manuscript editor and consultant. He was also the first Upper Peninsula Poet Laureate and is also a musician.
The younger Leonard Cohen fighting an older shadow of himself at 82. To write any poem was hard, and the clock biting minutes told the rounds. Look how I am bleeding when I remember Mary Ann. Head hung low, three claps of thunder in a row, as my words fought for the center of the ring. I was losing my touch, wasting so much of my shadow, running around trying to catch an incomprehensible bit of scribble I'd written on foot in Montreal. I was young then, and able to beat myself up pretty good, but nothing like this older man who wears precisely angled hats, dapper in suits, his fame certain now, like tattoos that won't erase, and who sings with an uplifted hand, expecting applause to fill his outreached grasp. I lost my voice to women too many times and looked for my Mary Ann. I had once said goodbye to her years ago, her hair long as a rope, which I wanted to make my noose from, laughing at the idea when we were so young. I was up against a heavyweight with raven eyes and twice the reach. Even if he was stooped and spoke sweetly of everything that died, including Mary Ann. Look of a killer if he wanted to be, for he had sung the song of Isaac, tested by the Lord. He knew how to be wise, to jab where he thought the gut was, to cajole in that dreamy, gravelly voice of darker things, and caught me with a poetic hook. Everything I wanted to borrow from his endless rewriting, to make Joan of Arc's death so beautiful the older Leonard would never be able to touch me, to perspire with her in love and light, to praise her name as if it was the only one. Leonard Cohen was punching me out, as if he objected to me, using a flake of his song. He never wanted me to drink from that cup of darkness. Lifetime spent as a beetle, stranded on a couch before a television. John Lennon, naked, holds in a melody he has to smoke out till he understands why he got so old at 70. His heart beats rapidly, perspiration on his skin, remembering how large his heart was that night of his near death, and shouts beetle cadences from Twist and Shout. Without all the bones of winter dug up, he hooks that crooked trademark nose to Central Park and sees himself walking down below. Through the blustery drifts, he looks down at his assassin, hiding in the shadows, waiting for a second chance to kill him. For all the bullets missed his heart the first time, in spite of it being huge as a cathedral, that night standing in the cold outside the Dakota. So darkly, Lennon mumbles to the television not turned on. His heart wants to be big again, fearless with an engineer in a studio, cutting new songs, and to hear it beat unashamedly for a woman. He doesn't care who it was, and like a rock star about to get a hit, he turns his back to the window. Let it be now, one more bullet to send him up the charts.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.